time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. I'm Trevor Hall, and today is Thursday, October 6th. Yesterday, gold and silver were pushed down in price after the Eastern Hemisphere stackers closed shop for the day, with stock index futures dropping hard. In all likelihood, hedge fund algos dumped paper gold and silver with encouragement from the price management team. But the sell-off in the metals lasted only about 30 minutes after the NYSE opened, when the stock market began to bounce from the opening sell-off, taking all paper financial assets higher. Gold did close $9 lower from Tuesday, while silver fell 56 cents from the previous day. Similarly, the mining stocks pulled back, with GDX down 1.5%. However, the miners closed well above their lows of the day, and GDX managed to hold on to its 50-day moving average, which it popped above on Tuesday. The Mining Stock Journal is starting to believe that the precious metal sector is entering an extended bull run, with physical gold and silver moving out of both COMEX and LBMA vaults. There seems to be a growing shortage of deliverable physical metals to buyers who demand actual delivery from the vaults. As an example, on Tuesday it was reported that bullion banks in London are diverting gold deliveries from India to China and Turkey. Why not deliver metal to all buyers? Today's new issue of the Mining Stock Journal features a junior mining company advancing a gold project that trades at an irrational discount to a recently released feasibility study. The newsletter believes this stock has a 3 to 4 times upside potential. You can learn more about the newsletter at investmentresearchdynamics.com. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word from today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Integra Resources. Integra Resources is advancing the past-producing Delamar Project in southwestern Idaho. The company has continued to demonstrate resource growth and conversion through greenfield and brownfield exploration to further de-risk and advance the project towards permitting. Integra Resources trades on the TSXV under ITR and the NYSE American under ITRG.
And here's what you need to know this morning. Filo Mining reported results from hole 67 at the Filo del Sol project in San Juan province of Argentina. This hole was drilled into the Aurora zone, 100 meters to the northwest of hole 58. It intersected 1,131.5 meters at 1.11% copper equivalent from a depth of 132 meters. It also included 4 meters of 1.5% copper, 12 grams per ton gold, 20.5 grams per ton silver, all from 202 meters, and 36 meters of 0.76% copper, 0.71 grams per ton gold, and 123.2 grams per ton silver from a depth of 248 meters. Filo said the hole ended in strong mineralization at a depth of 1,263 meters because the drill rig reached its depth capacity. CEO Jamie Beck said in the news release this morning, quote, "We've now got rigs on site with the ability to drill much deeper, and one of our near-term goals is to try to find the bottom of this amazing deposit," end quote. The company currently has 6 rigs on site and are planning to add additional rigs into the program as the weather moderates. In time, drilling will begin to spread out to test new exploration targets while also keeping a focus on expanding and defining the known zones. Some big step-out holes are planned to the north and south. Filo Mining trades on the TSX with FIL and on the OTCQX with FLMMF. Magna Mining announced assay results from recent drilling at the Shakespeare Mine. A total of just under 2,000 meters of drilling and 5 drill holes was completed in the first half of the year. The holes were located in the Gap Zone near the west zone of the deposit. Drilling has continued to expand on mineralization near the west zone, extending the west zone of mineralization approximately 150 meters along strike and down dip from the current mineral resource. Highlights from drilling included 15.5 grams per ton platinum, 1.5 grams per ton palladium, and 1.3 grams per ton gold over 0.35 meters at a depth of 284 meters. In addition to expanding the West Zone mineralization, the recent drilling suggests there is a significant change in the dip of the mineralized zone in this area, from north dipping to steep subvertical to shallow dipping to the south. Magna Mining trades on the TSXV with NICU. Collective Mining also had new assay results out today from four additional holes completed at the Apollo target within the company's Guayabales project in Caldas, Colombia. Hole 12 returned 237.7 meters of 2.88 grams per ton gold equivalent from 191 meters downhole and is the company's highest grade intercept to date within the main Breccia discovery at Apollo. Hole 14 returned 47.5 meters of 1.36 grams per ton gold equivalent from 84.25 meters downhole and 194.3 meters of 2 grams per ton gold equivalent from 197 meters downhole. Three rigs continue to drill at the Apollo project with additional assay results anticipated in the near term, including potentially significant step-out holes drilled to the north, well past the currently modeled northern boundary of the main Breccia system. Collective Mining trades on the TSXV with CNL and on the OTCQX with CNLMF. Copper Mountain Mining announced it has entered into a definitive agreement with Harmony Gold Mining Company to sell its wholly owned Eva Copper Project and its 2,100 square kilometer exploration land package in Queensland, Australia, for a total consideration of up to $230 million US. The deal terms consist of $170 million in cash payable on closing of the transaction, up to $30 million in cash based on a contingent payment arrangement where Harmony will pay Copper Mountain 10% of the incremental revenue generated from the Eva Copper Project and the Australian Exploration Land Package above the revenue, assuming a $3.80 per pound copper price, and up to another $30 million in cash based on a contingent payment arrangement where Harmony will pay Copper Mountain 3 cents per pound of contained copper for any Samrek copper resource discovered and declared on a new deposit within the Eva Copper Project and the exploration package after the closing of the transaction. Copper Mountain Mining trades on the TSX with CMMC. That's a wrap for the morning briefing. We'll be back later today with some more corporate updates. Stay tuned. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Till later today, I'm Trevor Hall. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.